9 of John, verse number 1, and then jumping down to verse 25, two verses. Amen. John chapter 9, verse number 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. So the guy had his problem a very long time, right? Verse number 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know. Whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. The man was testifying. One thing I know. Can you say that with me? One thing I know. Amen. Now, people can say this and that, and people have all kinds of thoughts, but I'll tell you, when it comes to Jesus, I know how good God is. My topic, one thing I know. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now in the name of Jesus, Lord. There is certainly one thing I know, and that is, Jesus, that you are the mighty God, that you're the Holy One. And Lord, I pray your will to be done here today. Lord, even quicken my mind and my mouth that I would say, Lord, of you, of your word, and Lord, of your greatness. Lord, I pray your spirit, Lord, to touch our lives and help us, lead us, and Lord, direct our path today. Lord, we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. This is a great story. In fact, I'm going to read it now. John, I read verse 1 and 25, so I left out the large portion of this story. But let me begin here by just going to the Word. And if I do nothing else than convey what the Word of God says, then I believe I have been successful today. Amen. Here it is. John chapter 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? People can have really strange thinking. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is giving a glimpse of who he is. He's about to do something that is beyond his even comprehension, beyond what he had ever thought would happen. And when he had thus spoke, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. You see, God doesn't always do things in the way that men think. Somebody might, what would you think if you saw that going on? What in the world is he doing? Spitting the ground, making a little tiny mud pie. What are you going to do with that? You might think. Wow. Uh-oh. My finger touched my screen and I got... If you hold your finger on a screen, it will grow. Praise the Lord. Jesus answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents. Verse number 4, I must work the work, him that sent me. Verse number 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He's given that insight. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. Strange thing. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Wow. And said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. It wasn't a hard thing. In fact, it was kind of a simple thing. But he had to do the simple thing for God to do the great thing. Amen. Verse number 8. The neighbors, therefore, when they which before had seen him, that he was blind, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that which was blind, saith, is not this he that sat and begged? Isn't this the blind man? Wasn't he just begging? I am he. Therefore, said he unto them, how were thine eyes opened? Did he get an operation? Did he give him some medicine? Did he put some special eye drops in? Yeah, a mud pie. Some special eye drops. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and received my sight. He was recounting what just happened. He was telling a short version of the story. Then they said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that had aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay. You mean he did work? He was working on the Sabbath day? If he's a physician, Verse 15. Then again the Pharisees also asked him. Now, he's been asked three times. He told him the story the first time. Do you want to hear the story again? I could tell you the same thing over and over. The Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. He was working on the Sabbath day. Can't be good. He's breaking the law of Moses. This man is a sinner. He is Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? Can't be a sinner. The people are perplexed. They're trying to figure it out. And there was a division among them. Some say he's good. Some say how he must be good. Look what he did. Verse 17, they say unto him, unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? I believe this is now the fourth time they've asked him the same question. He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him. Some people just don't want to believe what really happened. That he had been blind and received his sight. Until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, now they're talking to his parents. They pulled in witnesses. They want to get to the bottom. They want to see the truth. They want to find out what happened. Although they've been told over and over again what happened, they're still trying to find out, well, how could this be? What happened? They're pressing him. Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" The Pharisees, the religious folks, they're asking the parents, who really had nothing to do with other than having a child that was born blind. "We know this is our son, and that he was born blind." They were giving testimony to the problem. "But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him." He's an adult, he can tell you. "He shall speak for himself." They were being cautious. They were being careful in their answer. They were telling the truth, but being careful. "These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man doth confess that he was Christ, he should put out of the synagogue," that they would cast him out. "Therefore saith his parents, he is of age, ask him." Then again called they the man that was blind. All right, this is round number 5, if I'm counting right. They called the former blind man again and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. I am not the judge. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Amen. One thing I know. Amen. I know what it was like before Jesus. And I know what it is like now with Jesus. One thing I know. I can be sure of this. I know it. You see the declaration, the testimony, the event. He told them 5 times what happened. The blind man, formerly blind man in John chapter 9. He said, "One thing I know. Once I was blind and now I see." He just cut it down to the very basic facts. God, Jesus, healed me. Amen. Let's just make it short. Jesus healed me. I don't know how that happened. This guy wasn't a physician. He didn't come there for treatment. He wasn't asking to be... This thing happened beyond his wildest comprehension. He had no idea how it happened. He just knows that it really happened. Amen. "I don't know why me. I was born this way. I've never seen before. I didn't understand things about faith. I didn't know what I did to deserve it. I didn't know the science behind it. What was wrong with my eyes? I don't know. I know I couldn't see. I know I was blind. What did he do? How did he do it? I don't know what he did. I don't know what happened. All I know is I was blind and now I see." Didn't know how it happened. Didn't know the science. Some people were saying that he's a sinner. Well, I don't know about that. Some people were saying, "Well, how can he be a sinner?" Well, I don't know about that. All I know, I was blind, and now I see. Amen. Has Jesus ever done something supernatural in your life? things that cannot be explained by the doctor. Think when you're healed of cancer without going through their treatment. When you're healed of diabetes. We had a testimony just last week. God healed me of diabetes. I know people in my life, family members, blind and could see. I know people right here in our church that were deaf and could hear. I know God is a miracle worker. I know God has healed broken bones that were crooked and made straight right here in this church. Amen. I've seen legs. You know, people sometimes have one leg and they walk like that because their one leg is shorter than the other. I've seen twice legs grow right before my eyes with seeing them. I'll tell you, I don't know the science behind it. I don't know how God did it. I'm not a physician. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know the physiology of it. I don't know. I can't explain it. All I know is God did a miracle. Woo! Man, there's people right here under the sound of my voice that God has done a miracle in your life. Can I get an amen from some miracle people? Amen. There are people right here that have a testimony just like this. Amen. You may have to explain it more than once to some people. Amen. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know all that other stuff. But what I do know, one thing I know, it was Jesus that gave me the miracle. Amen. That's my testimony. God saved me. God changed my life. I was lost, but now I'm found. I know who Jesus is. I am not confused in my mind. I know that Jesus is the Almighty God. I know that He is the Holy One. I know that He is the way of salvation. I know that He gave His life that I might be saved. I know who Jesus is. I was broken, but He put my life back together. Amen. I was bound by sin, and Jesus set me free. Amen. Yes, there are those here under the sound of my voice that had no further hope, but Jesus gave them hope. Amen. I was sick, and God healed me. Anyone else have that testimony? I was sick and God healed me. So many times and so many ways, over and over again. If God had done it once, I would believe Him. But when God healed my hurt leg, or when God healed my hurt back, or when God healed my heart, or when God touched my mind, when God changed my thinking, when God set me on a new path, when God lifted me up when I couldn't lift myself. Amen. I know it was a miracle of God's doing. Amen. I was messed up, and God made me whole. Amen. Peter and John, another example in Scripture, met a lame man he would go to the temple and sit there on the steps by the gate that was called Beautiful, and he would ask alms, thinking that I could get some token that today I could eat a piece of bread. It was how he skimmed by his living, by the tokens that people gave him while he sat at that gate asking for alms. Peter and John, Acts chapter 3, beginning to read at verse number 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none. The guys weren't rich. They didn't have a lot of money. You see, they couldn't pay him enough to make his way. But I know Jesus. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Anybody know Jesus? There are people here I know that know Jesus. Amen. I know that God has done something special in your life. Amen. I know God has done a miracle for a lot of people here today. Amen. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I imagine those words are not what he was expecting. Amen. You know, you're looking for a nickel or maybe a quarter. You know, you're looking for some piece of change, some sympathy, some token of mercy. And then get up and walk. Woo! Now, and he took him by the hand, and he took him by the right hand, and lifted him up. And immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Oh, I don't know if I can't do it. Oh, I can. I am. He did. I tell you what, there was something that changed the moment that faith was acted upon. When he took his hand and he began to be pulled of not of his own accord, but of the faith of those that were with him. And then as he began to feel the strength in his ankles, in his bones, he was able to rise. And when he was able to rise, it gave him faith that there is something. You don't know what just happened. He in himself knew something was bigger than what anybody else could know. You couldn't see it, but you could. He knew. One thing I know, something really special is happening right now. Verse number 8, he's standing, that's unusual. And he stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything is different. Woo! Walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. That's the crippled guy. Look at him go! Something really special happened to him. Look at him run. Look at him. He's praising with all of his might. If God does something special for you, you're going to stand there. Oh, yeah, this is pretty nice. Well, okay, thank you very much. You going to be polite? You going to be excited? Yeah. He was. He got excited. Amen. They knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. What just happened? How could that be? How did it happen? They were wondering, amazed. Verse number 11, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them, unto the porch that was called Solomon's porch, greatly wondering. Come on, God's doing miracles. God just did something spectacular. And when Peter saw it, he answered and said unto the people, ye men of Israel. Man, you give a preacher a crowd and he's going to start preaching. Praise the Lord. Why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? You see, the man immediately, when he was healed, he got so excited. He went running and leaping. He imagined, did a few little test steps and then took one step. Oh, man. Oh, I'm walking. He didn't even know how to balance. God gave him healed legs. God gave him balance. God gave him everything. I'll tell you what, you have need. God will give you whatever it is you need. This man had never walked before in his whole life, and he was walking on day number one. This is working pretty good. He went leaping, praising, worship. He got really excited about what God had done in his life. Is anybody excited about what God has done in your life? Oh, yeah, God healed me of heart disease. I'm telling the truth. God did heal me of heart disease. Yeah, oh, I got a slip disc in my back and God healed me. God did heal a slip disc in my back. Saw Tony Gomez pray for his wife right about here with Brother Felix Crowder right there. Healed his wife right before his eyes. Sister Jeanette prayed for Nisa right here, and a goiter the size of a softball went left her neck in a moment. Amen. Brother Brown was praying for a woman who was deaf in one ear right here in this thought, and she could hear. Amen. Joey out in the front steps of this church was deaf in one ear, and when we prayed, God healed his hearing. Healings of cancer, healings of diabetes, healings of miraculous things. God does miracles for his people. I hope you get excited about what God is doing in your life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God has done in my life. God has changed me. God has provided every need. God has brought me a mighty long way. Only the questions came up. People have questions. Maybe you can imagine some of the questions that would show up. How is it that this man, from his birth, couldn't walk at all his whole life? And how is he now walking and leaping and praising God in the temple? Do you know that they didn't allow cripples in the temple in those days? That's his first day he's ever been in church. It might be your first day in church today. Maybe this is your first time. But I tell you, God can give you a miracle on your first day in church. You don't have to be around for 6 months. You don't have to go through Elements class for a year. I hope you will, though. Next week is Pastor's Lunch. For those that are new or maybe unfamiliar, Pastor's Lunch is when the pastor invites those that are new to the church to have lunch with me. We provide everything you need. Just come yourself. You can bring a guest. Bring them, too. And what I want to do is let you know a little bit about my history, where I came from, how we got here, a little bit about the church. I want to share with you the vision of this people, of what God has done and what I believe God is yet going to do. Amen. I want to share with you how that you can become a part of the vision of this church. How that you can know what it is that this church believes. Amen. If you want to know more about living for God, then come to Pastor's Lunch. That's next week. That's my commercial, Brother Dyke. Come on. Praise the Lord. I don't know what verse. What verse did I leave off at? 11? I'm at verse number 12, or did I read that already? And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, marvel, don't marvel." Okay, I read that. How can this man, lame from his birth, who is now running and leaping, praising God in the temple, how did that happen? Amen. Excuse me. Whew. Back then, as we notice in scriptures, they asked the other guy five times the same question. People still today are going to ask you questions, maybe more than once, maybe five times. How did that happen? Well, how did that really happen? What really happened? There has been, even then and now, perhaps there's always going to be naysayers and questioners. Oh, well, onlookers are going to be inquisitive. People want to know, well, how did that happen? Peter answered, "Why marvel ye at this?" Do you know that God has been and is now the Almighty God? Absolutely. That He created the heavens and the earth. He breathed breath. He formed man with His own hands. And He breathed life into his nostrils. And Adam became a living soul. God knows what He's doing. He made us. And it is, if you have ever seen a newborn baby on the first day that they're born, you will absolutely know that is a miracle from God. Little tiny, beautiful faces and little tiny fingers that, you know, just little tiny toes and just that little perfect person. That's, I don't know about you, but I got grandchildren and I've seen a bunch of them when they were that size. And it's a miracle from God. It is. It's a miracle. God did a miracle. Acts chapter 4, verse number 5. Peter is given an answer to them, the questioners. And it came to pass on the morrow, he's still giving answers the next day after it happened, that the rulers and the elders and scribes, you know, the important people, and Annas the high priest, and Cleophas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priests, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked. Sound like court is going on. Sound, you know, they got them in the chair, and they got the bright lights on them. The bright... The questioning, the interrogation, thank you very much, has begun. I can imagine it was not a pleasant situation. And when they set him in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" It's an accusatory. What did you do? Verse number, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people," he's got respect, he knows their position, he knows their power, he acknowledges that their position is of authority, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole. I tell you what, God has done lots and lots of miracles. I've seen him with my own eyes. He's touched my body. He's touched yours. God's done miracles in the lives of his people. But it's not because of the pastor. It's not because of the evangelist. It is to be giving glory to God. God is good. If God has done something good for you, why don't you wave one hand in the air and say, God is good. God is good. I know God's good. I know God's good. It's not a maybe or a might or sometimes or some places. God's good right here, right now, today, to me. God is good. He's good to you. When God miraculously, powerfully, totally changes a life, people are going to have questions. You used to be a drug addict. Your druggy buddies are going to wonder what happened. You used to run the streets and live in the bars. Your buddies are going to wonder what happened. Because you're not going to run the streets and not going to be in the bars anymore. Amen. Your family is going to wonder what happened. Was it AA? Alcoholics Anonymous? You know, they've been helping people a long time. I went to AA and they throwed me out. Amen. I've been delivered. I am not an alcoholic anymore. I'm not. I'm not going to say I'm an alcoholic if I'm not. There's no desire with. I used to drink a lot as a young person. Zero. That means zero, minus zero. It would be detrimental. It would be awful to go back into that life. But it was not Alcoholics Anonymous. Anybody ever heard of PMA, a positive mental attitude? Some people have heard of that. But it's Jesus that gave me a positive attitude. It's still God gave it to me. Amen. Was it Narcotics Anonymous? Was it some self-help seminar? Was it a self-help book that you read? Were you scared straight? Fear of the Lord. There you go. I like that one. Thank you very much. Did your spouse, your family, your friends have an intervention and give you an ultimatum? No. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. I'm telling you, in my life, it was Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. The only answer that I could possibly give wasn't any of those things. It was only Jesus. The answer for the good things in my life is Jesus. The reason why my marriage is still intact after 43 years is Jesus. If I'd have lived crazy, we'd have killed each other. Thank you, Jesus, for my wife. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. Thank you for my children, my grandchildren. Thank you for this church. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for the greatness of who you are. Thank you for giving my mind a new start. Thank you for letting me know who you are, that I might know who Jesus really is. God gave me a miracle. One thing for sure, there is one thing I know. It's Jesus. It's Jesus that healed me. It's Jesus that delivered me. It's Jesus that took my sins away when I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There's brand new. I think the water's been around a long time, but there's a new portion of water in the baptismal tank, nice and clean, it's warm, it's functioning. You could be baptized today and have your sins washed away. Amen. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 4, I got to hurry up. Jesus meets a Samaritan woman. We could read that whole John chapter 4, but let me just summarize it. They meet at Jacob's well near the town of Sychar. Despite the cultural and social barriers, you see, Jews weren't supposed to talk to non-Jews, and certainly a man was not supposed to talk to a heathen woman. That's what they thought, people who weren't Jews and people who didn't live right and they didn't have the right religion, and they weren't even supposed to speak to them. Despite all that, between the Jews and the Samaritans, Jesus engages her in conversation at the well. Jesus said unto the woman, she's got a pitcher, she's at the well, can I have a drink of water? Can you give me to drink? She answered, how is it that you, being a Jew, are asking me, a Samaritan, for water? Why are you even speaking to me? John chapter 4, I do want to read a little bit anyway. John chapter 4, beginning at verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Now he's going into something that she has no conception of. Verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come thither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. She could have answered a bunch of ways here. Verse 17, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. You ain't hiding anything from God. God already knows your life. God already knows how you're living. You're not hiding. You might hide it from the pastor. You might hide it from your neighbor. Maybe the person on the next pew has no idea. You might hide it from people. But you ain't hiding anything from God. God already knows everything there is to know. She gets excited. She runs into town. She tells everyone about her experience with Jesus. Come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She was convinced. She had an encounter with Jesus, and she just couldn't keep it in. She went back and told others about, come and see the man. Come and see Jesus. Sometimes the only answer for the miraculous change is in our life is Jesus. One thing I know is Jesus. Amen. Once I was lost, but I tell you, in Jesus I am found. Amen. Once that man was blind, but now he could see. There's people here that have been bound, but are now set free. I was a mess, but now I am a miracle. I was broken, and now I'm made whole. I was defeated, but now I am victorious. Once I was steeped in darkness. And this world is very dark, by the way. If you're believing in the things of this world, there is deep darkness that will consume you. I was in darkness, but I now walk in His marvelous light. Amen. I know who Jesus is. Amen. Once I was on my way to a burning hell. It's not a popular topic, but it is true. It's in the Word of God. There is a place, a burning hell. But now I'm on my way to a city where the Lamb is the light. There's a song about that in our songbook. In the city where the Lamb is the light, in that city where there cometh no night, I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going to the Lamb is the light. Man, we need a singer to sing the song. You got to give me a C for trying. Come on. Praise the Lord. How about this one? Another old song. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt. Some people have been in prison and they've been set free and never going back. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. Yes, He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound. My Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. I'm telling you that somebody was anointed by God when they wrote those songs. I'm telling you, God was talking to them about you and about me, about what He did in my life. But this one thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. Nobody can tell you that God is not able, because you know God is able. Amen. Nobody can tell you. Nobody can tell me that God can't do it. Doesn't matter what it is. I tell you, all things are in God's hand and in His control. God can see me through. Amen. Nobody can tell you that your life is not changed. I'll tell you, my life is different after deciding to live for Jesus. I'm different than what I was. It's a new life to me. I'm not going back. I'm going on to be with the Lord. No one can tell me that your life is not changed when you know that God changed you. You know what it felt like when you repented and asked God to forgive you and God forgave you. You know what it was like when you were baptized in Jesus' name and the weight of sin was lifted off of you. You know what it was like when you spoke in other tongues as God gave you the utterance and filled you with His Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, some would say. Same thing. Presence, power from God. Nothing, no one, nada can make me doubt who Jesus is. I know who Jesus is. Nothing can make me doubt Him. I know who God is. His name is Jesus. Nothing is going to change my mind. Nothing will take me out of His hand. I have been delivered. One thing for sure, I know that Jesus is my God. Amen. One thing I know, it's Jesus. Amen. Musicians, would you come? Stand with me, would you? You know, I'm privileged to be able to have known the lives of so many people in our church. How that God has delivered you. How that God has set you free. How that God has healed your body. And how that God has preserved you and helped you and led you and did such wonderful things for you. Do you really know? This one thing I know. Can you say, I know Jesus? Amen. I know it, I know it, I know it. I know it's Jesus that saved me. And I tell you that scripture right there, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, can be a part of your life today. Amen. Repentance is just asking God to forgive you. You can do that right now. Turning from sin and turning toward God. Amen. God will bring you the rest of the way. Amen. You just turn to Him and repent. Ask God to forgive you. And God will see you all the way to heaven. Being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it applies the blood that Jesus shed at Calvary. The sacrifice that He made at Calvary is applied to our lives to remit the sin when we are baptized in Jesus' name. Doesn't happen any other way. Doesn't happen by sprinkling. Doesn't happen by getting, you know, any other way. It's got to be by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. Every person, the whole Bible, was baptized that way. Amen. And there's a promise. See that verse 38? And ye shall. Doesn't mean maybe or might or sometimes or the chosen, frozen. No. It's everyone. God wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. I know who Jesus is. Why don't you join me? Come on and worship the Lord. Magnify God. Lift up your voice and praise the Lord. Come on and join me at this altar. Let's close this service and magnifying the Lord. Celebrate who Jesus is. You can have what you need from God today. Right here in this place. I know that my God is able. Let's sing. Worship the Lord with us.